Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's me for a change. I don't preach very often on a Sunday these days. Glory to God. Amen. Can I encourage you to, those of you that have computers or iPhones, go on the website. And on the front page, there's top of the page, there is a comments box. And it's harvestfieldsministries.com. That's harvestfieldsministries.com. And you will find it there. And if you go on Facebook and look up for Harvest Fields on Facebook, you'll find it on Facebook. And I think through that you can link from Facebook to the website as well, I believe. There are messages on there that go back a number of years. There are pages and pages of messages and encouragement and scriptures that have been shared, testimonies on video. It's a real encouragement. For people, there are people going on the site from all over the world. Today I've been speaking with a Pastor Joseph in India. Part of it's through the website and part of it's through Facebook. They're all connected these days. Everything's connected. And he's asked us to keep praying for them and to encourage them. He goes out into the villages and they go out, and one of his jobs that he likes to do is to dig or drill a water well. Wow. To give clean water to the village.
Amen.
And it costs £250 to drill and to dig the well. And I thought, well, maybe it's a good idea at some stage if we could, as a church, send him £250 for a well. Keep saying, why don't you come out to India? You're out there, you're okay. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Who knows where we're going next? Only God knows. But you know, the world has become smaller and smaller through internet, through computers. The word of God is spreading right throughout the world. You can help it spread. Be a virus for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what we need to do. Be a virus for Jesus. Amen. Tell the world.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be people who you tell about the website and about various other things to do with the Lord. And at some stage they're going to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's going to be part. And God's going to say, you did this.
Yes.
You were involved in this.
Yeah.
Did... When you went to Billy Graham, Joan, who did you go with? Was it
Baptist?
You went with the Baptist, right? You didn't come on that wonderful bus we had. Oh no, no, we had a wonderful 1957 single seater, 31 seats, and we went to Billy Graham for 10 nights. Every night, took the bus and took it full every night. And there was a tear on the front, so, you know. We fed them spiritually and we watered them physically. Part of it was purple, part of it was bright orange, part of it was silver. You'd have thought it had come out of Africa. Just looked like, you know. Helen nicknamed it the licorice all sorts. And there was all sorts going on it, bless God. It was a blessing. And we had that, Grace and I had that for about 4 years. We used it in the ministry for young people's work, etc. And every year it made a profit. And then when the time came to sell it, we made a profit when we sold it. There you go. That's how you do things in the kingdom of God. Yeah, God is the God who teaches you to profit and to prosper. So God told us to buy it and we bought it. And then when it was time to sell it, we sold it and made a profit on it. Praise his wonderful name. And we'd have done 4 years more mileage on the thing. Glory to Jesus. God was good to us.
Yes.
Amen. Praise his name. Are you ready for the word?
Yes.
I have a question for you. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? So you've all got answers now, haven't you? Different ones, right? One says the Son of God. One says Saviour. One says Messiah. Who is Jesus? Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Verse 15 and verse 16. Gospel of Matthew. That's Saint Matthew, yes. That's the first one in the New Testament. That's right. Chapter 16. I'll wait for you all. It's good that we all get there together. We'll all arrive in the kingdom together.
Amen.
No matter how old you are, we'll all arrive there together.
Amen.
That's God's intention, because it says, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. Amen. So we can wait. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Verse 15. You got it. Praise God. Good. And Jesus said to them, his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Lord, the Christ, the Son of the living God." We'll read verse 17. And Jesus answered and said to Simon Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
Yes.
Glory to God. Let's read verse 18. And I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock... What is he saying? Upon this revelation, this rock of revelation,
yeah,
I will build my church.
Yeah.
And the gates of hell will not overpower it.
Woo.
The gates of hell will not overpower the church.
Amen.
Right? And the revelation is that Jesus, thou art the Christ, the Son of God.
Yes.
Christ means anointed one. Means anointed one. Thou art Jesus, the anointed Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the person next to you. And if they're saved, they're anointed.
Anointed.
They are Christ's. They are Christ's.
Amen.
Anointed ones. That's what Christ means. It means anointed one. You're a little Christ. You're an anointed one. Glory to God. Amen. You see, his name was Jesus. That's what his name was. His mother was told, and that he would be called Jesus. She wasn't told he would be called Jesus Christ.
No.
He was to be called Jesus. But he's the anointed one.
Amen.
Christ, the anointed one.
Yes.
Are you anointed?
Yeah.
Praise God. Made in his image.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to run some scriptures by you, so you may need to get a pen and a pencil and write them down. You might get there before me. You might want to shout it out and read it. John's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 12. Let's have a look and see who Jesus really is. John's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 12. And again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. is the light of the world.
Amen.
You and I are being made in His image. You and I are being made in His image. So if He, Jesus, is the light of the world, then you and I should be a light in the world for everyone else. Yeah?
Yeah?
Hallelujah. Have a look at the light next to you. Glory to God. See, remember... that's right. Are you switched on? Have you got your lights on? Yeah? Have you been reading the Bible? Have you been reading the Word of God? If you have, it's turned your light on. Yeah. Is there anybody in? The light's on, but there's nobody in. Let's make sure that when the light's on, everybody's in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Jesus is the light of the world. And if He is the light of the world, and Christ is in you, and you are in Christ, then you must be a light, or you should be, being a light in the world.
Amen.
That's the way I see it. Because the Word says, we're in Christ and Christ is in you.
Amen.
And when you put a candle into a room, darkness flees. Yeah. When you go home on a night time and it's dark, you go in, you walk in, and you turn the switch on,
darkness is gone.
And the darkness disappears.
Amen.
And it should be like when Jesus walks into the room, darkness, wickedness disappears. When the anointed ones walk into a room,
Amen.
Darkness
disappears.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
It's simple, this gospel.
Yes.
It is not complicated.
No,
don't try and make it complicated.
No.
It's made for the whosoever.
Amen.
Whosoever wants to can come.
Yeah.
It's not made for the... It's not created and designed for... The educated, whosoever,
Amen.
Trust in Him. Not meaning to say that the educated can't find it, but I think sometimes the educated have more problem in finding Jesus.
Yeah,
trying to work it all out. How can God do this? Do you know something? If you knew how God created the worlds, you'd be as big and as great as God. And let's be truthful. I mean, you and I don't know how electricity works.
No.
But you use it.
Yeah.
Most of you that drive motor cars don't know how they work. But you drive them.
Yeah.
I've seen people with cars and they don't even know how to change a wheel. But they drive them. Do you know one of the first things that when Grace... If we get a new car or change our car, whatever it happens to be, I make sure that Grace knows how to change a wheel on that vehicle. Now, I know some of the wheels are big and you think, well, she might not get it in, you know, it'd be too big for her. No, but if she knows how to do it, if a kind gentleman comes along and says, do you need any help? Yeah. Here's a spare wheel, this is where the jack is, this is where the jack fits underneath the car, etc., etc. She knows how it should be done. But most of us do a lot of things and we don't know how it works, do we? I haven't got a clue. 99% of the time, people that play these things haven't got a clue how they work. Press the red button, that's the on-off button. And after that, they, you know, and there's a few things that they twiddle and it makes different sounds and they still haven't got a clue how it works. But this sounds good, doesn't it? Be a light in the world.
Amen.
Be like Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
He's the light of the world. Be a light. He's been raised to life.
Amen.
Wow. He's been raised to life. John's Gospel, chapter 12. and verse 21. 25 it should be, I think. He's been raised to life. And guess what? Because he's been raised to life, you and I have been raised to life.
Amen.
The Bible says that you and I were once dead in our trespasses and our sins. We were dead. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. But Jesus is alive. He died for our sins and for our sicknesses and for our diseases, that you and I might be raised to life. You say, well, I weren't dead. Spiritually, we were dead. We died 6,000 years ago when Adam and Eve sinned. 6,000 years ago, man was spiritually alive to God.
Yeah.
And then they were tempted. And they disobeyed God. And in that disobedience, they died spiritually. Their relationship with their spiritual creator was over. God used to come every day and spend time with them in the cool of the garden. But from that point on, their relationship was destroyed because they were dead. They were separated by an eternal death. But as we've heard even today, testimonies of people who went to Billy Graham and to various other places, and Jesus, they met him on the way.
Amen.
And he gave them life.
Yes.
It caused them to be born again. And he gave them eternal life. He is life.
Amen.
And his life is in you and me. He's your life.
Amen.
He's giving you life right now.
Yeah.
Who is Jesus? He is the healer.
Yes.
He is the healer. Mm-hmm. Turn to Isaiah 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Back in your Old Testament, middle of the Bible nearly. Sorry, 53 and verse 5. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Jesus is the healer.
Yes.
It says there, but in verse 5, but he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed.
Amen.
We're healed.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? He's the healer.
Praise God.
He's your healer. He's my healer.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Jesus is.
Amen.
It's fantastic. When you have a need, you can come to Jesus because he will meet that need in healing.
Yeah.
He's your healer. Who else is he? He's the mighty God. Isaiah 9. He's the mighty God.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 9. And verse 6. We often read this at the time of Christmas. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born.
Oh, man. Unto us
a son is given. And the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name will be called
Wonderful.
Counselor.
Mighty
God. Who's Jesus?
Mighty God.
Mighty God. Who's Jesus? Everlasting Father. Who's Jesus?
Prince of Peace.
You're rushing me notes now, you see. Who's Jesus? He's wonderful.
Yes.
He's counselor.
Yes.
He's the mighty God.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? This is your Saviour.
Yeah.
This is your Lord. This is your friend. He's the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. You know, when you're in turmoil, you turn to the Prince of Peace. Because the thing that he carries is peace. And he wants you to be a partaker of that peace. Is that your Jesus?
Yes.
Who is Jesus? He is the Son of God.
Yes.
And because he is the Son of God, that means that you and I are sons of God.
Amen.
Are you a son of God?
I am.
You need to tell yourself, I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
Matthew chapter 3. I know I'm running you through your Bible a little bit today. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17. This is when Jesus was being baptized in the Jordan. And after his baptism, a voice out of the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Amen.
That's how I know he's the Son of God.
Yeah.
Because God himself declared that Jesus, that obedient man, is my Son. And if I'm in Christ and you're in Christ, then we become the sons of God. God becomes our Father. Praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
God is a father to the fatherless. You know, some of you may say, "Well, my father weren't a good father." Well, let me introduce you to a good father.
Oh, the best. Amen.
He's the eternal God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So Jesus being a son of God makes me a son of God.
Amen.
What does it make you?
A beloved son of God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
This is because of who Jesus is, that's what I become.
Amen.
Because Christ in me and I'm in Christ,
oh, yeah,
we become like him.
We do.
We're consumed by him. And he is consumed by us. That's right. If God delights in Jesus, he delights in you. You see, you're the best. You're the best. You're God's child. You're the best. You're not an accident looking for somewhere to happen. You're the best. As we said earlier, who is Jesus? He's Christ, the Anointed One.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Who is Jesus? He's the bread of life.
He is.
We broken bread this afternoon. And Jesus said,
"I am.
I am the bread of life."
Amen.
If you're sick, you have a need, go to the bread of life. You don't go to death, do you?
No.
If you turn to John's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 35. John's Gospel. St. John's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 35. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst again."
Amen.
He's always going to be there for you.
Yes.
He's my life. Is he your life?
Yes,
my life.
Is he your bread of life?
Yes.
Don't know about you, but we've been watching some of these cookery programs. Paul Halliday, making bread. Hollywood, is it? Hollywood, whatever his name is. I don't know his name, but he makes nice bread. I'm just waiting for when you can have smelly vision and taste vision, you know. He brings out these beautiful loaves of bread and, you know, you've just had your tea, by the way, you know. You've just had a nice tea, you've had your... Well, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, you used to, yeah, we'll be able to go up to the screen and, ooh, just take, you know. When you sit there and you watch it, you know, and he's, you've just finished your tea, you've had your main meal, you've had your pudding. You always have to have a pudding in our house, you know. Got to have a pudding. Your dinner's not your dinner unless you've had a pudding. Let me tell you, is that right? So I'm sorry, yeah. If you don't have a pudding, you haven't fed me full. Okay? And so I've sat there and I've had my pudding and I'm sitting there and I'm watching him break bread. And he's putting all these nice things in. And I'm transfixed by what he's doing. It doesn't take him longer. He rattles them off, and, you know. And then it shows you the finished article. He cuts it and he spreads some nice fresh butter on the top of it. And I realise that whilst I've been watching that, I haven't swallowed for ages. I have just been transfixed. And then suddenly I realise that I'm beginning to salivate. And I'm looking and I'm saying, wow. And I say to Grace, I'll get that one off the internet. So we had some soda bread yesterday off his recipe. Yeah. The other day we were watching the Airy Bikers and they did this wonderful almond and pear chocolate cake. Starting already. Well, Grace did a twist on it yesterday and instead of pears we had apricots on top. And let me tell you, it's even better. Oh, is that right, Rebecca? Oh, it just, you, in the end, when you've finished, you want to lick the plate. It's such a joy. God has given us, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, you can see these recipes and you see and you think, oh, that tastes nice, you know. It gets onto your waistline then if you're not careful. And because we haven't got smelly vision, we have to bake our own. And then it's even better. And you can taste it. And it's wonderful. But the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You can talk about God, you can tell people about God, but they've got to taste Him. They've got to be a partaker with Him.
Yeah.
And when they're a partaker with Him, that's when they begin to taste and see that God is good.
Oh,
and He is.
Yeah.
In the last 40 odd years, God has never let me down. I didn't say things have been easy, but I said He's never let me down.
Amen.
He's taken me through a storm or
yeah.
two,
yeah.
but He's brought me out
Amen.
The other side.
Yeah.
He's taken me through battles,
yeah.
and He's been my protector
yeah.
as I've gone through the battles.
Amen.
I've nearly been killed at least twice. Could have been killed in a car crash. Could have been trapped. I was trapped under two cars at one time, at two different times. One of them got me. Nearly pinned me to the floor. My dad thought he'd killed me underneath the car, thought he'd crushed me to death. You see, God has a purpose for my life. And my life and my purpose is not finished yet.
No.
So God's hand is always upon me.
Yeah.
Guiding and directing. He is the bread of life.
Yes.
And when you taste, naturally speaking, so many different breads, and you think, "Wow, this is," and you enjoy that, just think what its spiritual bread is like. Vast. As much, yeah, that's right, Ray. You can eat as much of that spiritual bread as you like, and it will never put weight on you physically, but it will put weight on you spiritually. It will make you strong. It will make you bigger than what you seem to be. That's what the word says. Be fat and flourishing. It don't mean, you know, it means be fat in the spirit and flourishing with the power and the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus said, "I give you the keys of the kingdom." Matthew 16. Give you the keys, give you all authority and all power.
Yeah.
In his name.
Yeah.
Who's this Jesus?
Wow.
The Bible says he's the way. He's the truth.
Yeah.
He's the life.
Yeah.
Who's this Jesus? Who's this Jesus you keep talking about? He's the way. He's the truth.
He's the
life. That's in Hebrews. Who's this Jesus? He's the resurrection.
Woo!
I was once dead. But now I'm alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was once dead. But now I'm alive.
Yeah.
I've been resurrected to life.
Amen.
And I've been resurrected to eternal life. I'm not going to be dying again in that old way. I was once cut off from God. But he's resurrected me into relationship with him.
Amen.
And that relationship he's intending to keep it.
Yes.
It's that spiritual connection that he's intending to keep between me and him.
Yeah.
And I should keep it with him also.
Yes.
And through Jesus he has made a way where there was no way. Yes. That connection can be kept. This is who Jesus is.
Amen.
Who's this Jesus? Jesus said, "I am the vine." John's Gospel, chapter 15. Who's this Jesus? He said, "I am the vine. You're the branches. And the branches will bring forth fruit."
Amen.
Your life, if you stay connected to the vine, will bring forth fruit.
Amen.
You will have a harvest. You will be abundantly blessed and you will be a blessing to others.
Yeah.
Who is this Jesus? He's the vine. You are the branches. Who is this Jesus?
He's the
my Redeemer.
Woo!
Well, that's true. I started on this will not end, you see. This word cannot end. You just said he's a redeemer.
My vindicator.
Well, let me finish. It's all right. Yeah, he's our redeemer. He's our advocate.
Yes.
You know, when the devil accuses you, you just say, "Excuse me, I am not qualified to defend myself, but my lawyer, my barrister, will defend me. And his name is
Jesus.
And so, devil, if you have a case against me, then speak to my barrister. Because I am not allowed to speak to you. Speak to my barrister. And my barrister will present my case." Hallelujah. See, you don't have to worry. You don't have to argue. Let Jesus stand and work on your behalf because he's paid the price.
Yes.
He said it's finished.
Yeah.
The work is finished. The redemptive work is finished.
Amen.
The connections are made available for you and I to come into the presence of our spiritual Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Because He has now made us spiritual.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Who's this Jesus? He's our High Priest. He stands before God Himself.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 3. He is our High Priest. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. Therefore, not wherefore, therefore, holy brethren, just have a look at the person next to you. God has said you, the Word of God says you're holy. You're not trying to be holy. You are holy. Because God has made you holy. God has made you righteous through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Who's Jesus? It says here in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, therefore, brethren, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus. Think upon Jesus, the apostle. That's another one. He's our apostle. He's our teacher. He's our high priest. He's the high priest of our confession.
Amen.
And every time we confess the Word of God, Jesus takes your confessions and He carries them into the presence of God. And He carries them into the throne room of God and He presents your confessions. And God agrees with them and says, let it be.
Amen.
Let it be. Let it be. I am the healed. And God says, let it be so.
Amen. Amen.
I'm delivered. And God says, let it be so.
Amen.
I have peace. And God says, let it be so.
Amen.
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 He's our representative before God. He's our advocate, I said.
Amen.
Who's this Jesus? He is victorious. I said He's victorious.
Praise God.
And if He's victorious, so am I victorious. He's victorious, so I am victorious. Because I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me. Therefore, if He's victorious, I must be victorious.
Amen.
I'm victorious.
He's more than a conqueror.
It says in the Bible, it says, He's more than a conqueror. So that means if He's more than a conqueror, then I am more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Who is this Jesus? The list could go on. It goes on and on. It's the Rose of Sharon. It's the bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley.
Everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to know. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star.
That's right. 10,000. Amen. He's the shepherd.
He is.
Of the sheep. He's God's shepherd. You can just keep going and going and going.
He's the morning star.
He's the day star. It goes on. You see, your minds are beginning to work now. You're beginning to think, and wow, this is who Jesus is. He has so many names. He's so much, so many provisions that come from him. You know, in the Old Testament, when God met with Moses and gave Moses his commission, and Moses said, "Well, who do I tell Pharaoh has sent me?" He said, "Tell him I am sent you." I am.
I am.
Yeah. I am your deliverer. I am your healer. I am your provider. I am your day star. I am your joy. I am your peace. Whatever you need of, he said, I am.
Yeah.
Wow. And Jesus is like his Father. Made in his image.
Yeah.
They're inseparable. And because then we need to be like Jesus.
Yeah.
Which means, dare I say it, that we shall be like God.
Amen.
We shall be like God.
Amen.
Now some religious people find that difficult. The world says, you know, you're a chip off the old block.
Yeah.
Just like your mother. Chip off the old block. Those that knew my mother would know, when you looked at my mother, you look at me and you see my mother. When you look at my sister, you see my mother. You'd recognise her, and yeah, and me, yeah. Look at me, you see my sister. You look at my sister, you see me. You know straight away, those two are brothers and sisters. Those brothers and sisters, that's their mother. You know it immediately. Chip off the old block. Well, if that happens in the natural, how much more greater should it be in the realm of the Spirit that we should be the chip off the original block?
Amen.
God himself.
Yeah.
You see, we came out of God anyway. We got separated from him. We got cut off by sin from him. But Jesus came. And he came that he might connect us back to God.
Yeah.
That he might repair the damage that had been done by sin.
Amen.
In our lives.
Yeah.
And that when we ask Jesus to come into our life, when we ask him to forgive us for our sins, when we repent, and say, "Lord, be Lord of my life.
Yeah.
Forgive me for my sin."
Amen. He does.
He does.
Yeah.
"Come into my life, Lord Jesus."
Yeah.
What you're really saying as well is, "God, come into my life."
Yeah.
He's the Son of God. So that there's something of God in Jesus. So when we're saying, "Jesus, come into my life," we're saying, "God, come into my life. Creator of the universe, come into my life."
Amen.
And we're calling upon him. And because of that sacrifice of that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that perfect sacrifice, who is Jesus? He's the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? He's the one that takes away my sins.
Amen.
That's who Jesus is. The Lamb of God. The one slain, the Bible says, before the foundations of the earth were even laid. It was already there. It was already in position. It was already done. Slain.
Yeah.
Before the foundations of the earth. That was his destiny. Because God is not prepared to lose anything that belongs to him. What he created belongs to him.
Amen.
And the devil sought to steal it, and God said, "I'm going to buy it all back.
Amen.
I will pay the legal price. I will not steal it back. I will pay the price and redeem it back to myself."
Woo!
Who is Jesus?
Yeah.
He's my Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this Jesus? He's my Lord. He's my Savior.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? He's my friend.
Yeah. He's my brother.
He's my dad.
That's just going to... He's my brother.
Yeah.
He's my friend. He sticks closer.
Amen.
Than a brother.
Yeah.
Who is Jesus? So it goes on. Who is He? Who is Jesus to you? He's so special. People will try and tell you He didn't rise again from the dead. I'm telling you, He's the risen Savior.
Yes.
He's the ascended Lord.
Yes.
He's the victorious one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's the one who's defeated sin, sickness,
Amen.
And disease, and defeated the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Praise His wonderful name. Who is Jesus? Tonight you're going to go home. And when you get to bed, you're probably going to hear this phrase. Who is Jesus? Yeah. He's a husband to the widow. He's the lover of your soul. He's your husband. Who is Jesus? See, there you go. You see, you're already starting. He's a father to the orphans, you know. Who is God? He's my provider. Who is Jesus? And then you're going to be thinking, who is Jesus? I want to remind yourself who Jesus is to you. The Bible says, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 10. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He's the life giver.
Yeah.
Not only is He the life giver, He's the life changer.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
who is Jesus? He changed my life.
Yeah.
Who is Jesus? He gave me life.
Yeah.
And every one of us, everyone in the world needs Jesus.
Amen.
They need Jesus.
Yeah.
Who is Jesus?
Love.
Yeah. God is love.
Yeah.
If God is love, and Jesus said, I only do that which I see my Father doing. So if God loves you, then guess what? Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. Who is Jesus? He's the author and the finisher of my faith. Who is Jesus? He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning. And He's the end. Who is Jesus?
Victorious.
He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He's the Almighty God. That's who Jesus is. Who is this Jesus? He's the answer to every question. He's the answer to every need. That's who He is. Jesus is everything.
Yes.
He's everything.
Yes.
He's your freedom.
Yes.
He's your freedom.
Freed me.
He's my freedom.
He's
our healing, He's our peace, He's our joy, He's our delight.
My life.
He's my life.
Jesus,
my comfort.
Yeah. Yeah. When they crucified Jesus later on, Peter stood before the Jews and said, you killed the
Yeah. Who is Jesus? He's the author of life.
Yes.
He's the author of my life.
Yes.
He's the author of your life. Who is this Jesus? So it goes on. You'll be asking yourself. So don't ring me tonight in the early hours of the morning if you are still awake going with this phrase, who is Jesus? Because I'll tell you, the answer is in the Bible. I will unplug my phone. I will turn off my phone as well and leave you to it to find out for yourself, because God may be saying to you, Edwin, who is Jesus? Dharma, who is Jesus? Christine, who is Jesus? Stephen, who is Jesus? And he'll be waiting, and God will be waiting for an answer from you. Who is Jesus? Amen. The Lord bless you.